Someone is opening up a store in partnership with a non-Jew. He wanted to know whether he is obligated to put up a mezuzah. So there are really two different issues here. Number one, if you own or rent a store or a house or rent a room with a non-Jew, does a partnership with a non-Jew require a mezuzah? And the second question is, are you required to put up a mezuzah in a store? Regarding the first question, there's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, which states mezuzah afugav dechsiv beisecha, that even though when it comes to putting up a mezuzah, the Torah says uchsavta mezuzah beisecha, which seems to imply a single of a house owned by your house, a single person who owns a house, didcha in shutus lo would not apply to a partnership. Because of Rachmana leman yibu yumechem vevenechem, Torah says right after. It tells you that you should put up the mezuzah. It says so that your days should increase and the days of your children. And based on this, the Mordechai writes that shutfus marbinan midichsiv yirbu yumechem uva ove kochavein lo markein, that the notion of a partnership, so that comes, that is based on the pasuk of leman yirbu yumechem vevenechem. So if two Jews own a house in partnership, so then they are obligated to put up a mezuzah, but a Jew and a non-Jew would not be obligated to put up a Jew would not be obligated to put up a mezuzah if he's in partnership with a non-Jew. The Rash, and in fact, that's how the Ramah paskins. The Ramah says that if a house is owned by a Jew and a non-Jew, there is no obligation to put up a mezuzah. Some other, the Darach Moshe also points out that you're exempt because of a sakana, meaning that the non-Jews think that maybe you are engaged in witchcraft or putting up the mezuzah. So these are some sources which seem to indicate that you would be exempt to putting up a mezuzah. However, the Rashba, cited in the Beis Yosef, writes that the fact that the Gemara does not exclude a partnership between a Jew and a non-Jew from the obligation of mezuzah tells us that a house owned by a Jew and non-Jew is obligated to mezuzah. And in fact, notwithstanding the fact that the Ramah writes that there is no obligation, many Achronim write that there is an obligation, including the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Resh Pei Vav, Saif Beis, states that if the non-Jew allows the Jew to put up the mezuzah, we're not concerned about the fact that he might think that he's engaged in witchcraft, because that doesn't really apply nowadays. And he points out that, notwithstanding the Mordechai, you have the Rashba, who said you're obligated, and he thinks that the Rashba is more persuasive. The Maharshal also supports the position that a Jew is obligated to put up mezuzah, even when he's in a partnership with a non-Jew. So therefore, it would seem that if the non-Jew allows you to put mezuzah in the store, then you should put up the mezuzah, perhaps without a bracha. The Chovas Hadar writes you put up the mezuzah without a bracha. The Otzar Piskei Mezuzah says there are grounds to even recite a bracha, but I would advise to put it up without a bracha. But what about the obligation to put it up in a store? Because the Gemara in Yoma Daf Yudam and Aleph states that there's no obligation to put up a mezuzah in a sukkah. Why? So Tosus points out because a sukkah is a diras arai, it's a temporary dwelling, because bikal yochal lios shu yotzi mena kagonim hu mitstar or yordu gushamim v'chein rabos. Because if it rains, or if you're too cold, you're suffering in the sukkah, you go inside. Since it's only a temporary mezuzah, it's not really a beisecha, it's not a diras keva, it's not a permanent dwelling, so therefore you're exempt from a mezuzah. Now what's fascinating is that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Pei Vav Seif Yud Aleph cites this halacha that the sukkah during the holiday of Sukkot is exempt, but also Chanuyo Shebishvakim are also pturim, presumably for the same reason, that stores in the marketplace are also exempt, presumably because it's a temporary dwelling place. It's not a sense of permanence, and the question is why. On the one hand, the Taz writes that since Einam Sham Belaila, since you don't stay in the store at nighttime, mikre arai, it's also called temporary. So according to this, you would not be obligated to put up a mezuzah in your store. However, the Pesachei Tshuva cites the Yad Ketana in his commentary on the Rambam, and this is in Reish Peivav Sif Yud, Sif Katan Yud, the Shulchan Aruch's Halacha, which exempts a store from mezuzah in Reish Peivav Sif Yud Aleph. But Pesachei Tshuva in Reish Peivav Sif Katan Yud, he says the following. He says, no, when the Shulchan Aruch says that a store is exempt from mezuzah, he's talking about like a kiosk. He's talking about like a store during the days where they had a fair in town, and they had a lot of, you know, pop-up stores. So a little kiosk there that you pop up during the days of the fair, then since that's very temporary, so that would be exempt from mezuzah. But a regular store that's kavua, that's established, that's fixed, that's permanent, so that should require mezuzah. So what's fascinating is that it is true that, number one, it's a machlokes whether you're obligated to put up a mezuzah in partnership with a non-Jew. And there's also a machlokes whether you're obligated to put up a mezuzah in a store. So that's why I would advise, if you can, if it's not a big deal, to put up a mezuzah in a store in a partnership with a non-Jew without a bracha. But if the non-Jew doesn't want you to do so, it would seem you have grounds not to put up a mezuzah. From a symbolic perspective, it would be nice to put mezuzah if at all possible.